say you're spinning the hits of the week and the owner of the station calls up and wants to hear Liebestraum? And you just discovered you've been given the wrong times all morning and all your listeners are late for work? And a lot of them got fired and they're suing you? And someone brought up a container of coffee with a live turtle in it? And it fell all over your brand new copy? And the turntables got stuck and it's Sunday and you gotta keep ad-libbing till the man comes back from the beach to fix them? And your pants are all soaked from that coffee, and someone sticks last year's headlines under your nose, and you're reading them. And the head of your fan club, a big, heavy-set girl, was just arrested for attacking an old man in a hotel lobby. Is that what's on your mind, Bunky?
Well, it's your head of fire, take a walk in the sun, that magnitude and fortitude that you show the world, you show the world to get off. Never give up! Never give up!
CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio. We never give up.
It's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening here on CKW. It's time for the Twang Thrust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, antihistamine and decongestant. Yes, it's that time of year again. Oh, what do we got for you tonight? Well, hey, what happens when you cross the Judds with the Electric Prunes? Oh, we find out tonight. Brand new music from an outfit I thought was lost to us forever. Also, brand new music from, get this, Jesse Malin and Bruce Springsteen. Plus, we pay respects to someone who helped define this whole mess that we do here on the Twang Thrust, Sneaky Pete Kleinow, who passed away this week. Yes, and it's all going to start, oh my goodness, real soon.
Thank you.
Well, how about that? Neil Young recorded live in 1970 at the Fillmore East. Yes, that's a brand new release, although it's an oldie. And the song, Wondering. He didn't release that till that Rockabilly album in, 1979 or 80 or some crazy thing like that. But dates all the way back to 1970. Who knew? Who knew? Hey, welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. Neil, why don't we stick in the Neil mode just for a minute? We got this thing here I want to play. Oh, boy, I've been waiting to play this since I first heard it, since that first fateful night that I walked into the Collective Cabaret with two other people and heard this song. Holy moly, I got it for you. We can play it. It's very exciting. Let's have one of the fellas themselves intro it for us. Why don't we?
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
We'll be right back. this is Samantha Parton of the Be Good Tanyas, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This one was written by my friend, well, no, not my friend, my neighbor up in Omimi. Slipping and a sliding and playing dominoes. not a crime, you know. Gotta tell your story, boy, before it's time to go. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. Talking to the preacher, he says God's on my side. Talking to the hangman, he says I'm gonna die. Gotta tell your story, boy, you know the reason why. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go. Are you ready for the country? Because it's time to go.
Mr. Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo in solo mode there. That's not from his recent solo album. That's actually from an iTunes session. Yeah, you got to pay 99 cents on the web to get that one. Cover of Neil Young's Are You Ready for the Country. Before that, the Be Good Tanya is doing Uncle Neil's For the Turnstiles. That was from their new album, Hello Love, one of the best of last year. And at the top of that set, wow, recorded live somewhere, I don't know where, but that was Elliot Brood doing Powderfinger, yeah. Drummer Stephen Pitkin put that up on his MySpace page. So there, you can go there and listen to it whenever you want. Or, after I upload this here show to the Twang Trust website, you can listen to it there if you want. Yes, we upload every show each week to that old Webster thing. At www.twangtrust.ca, you can listen to every show for like the past year. It's crazy. I just had to renew the website, so I've had it for a year now. Crazy, crazy, huh? Yes, indeed. Are you ready for the country? Indeed. These next songs, I'm not sure if they're ready for the country. They're songs that weren't originally country songs, and then these folks did them and turned them into country songs. How did they do that? We'll listen to them and try to figure it all out. Yeah. Like this one, for instance. This was originally written by our old pal, Mr. Ray Davies from the Kinks. Yes, the Kinks did this one back in, 1960-something. This is from a tribute to the Kinks called This Is Where I Belong. And this guy here that's going to sing this here song is coming to town soon. When's he coming to town? He's coming to town on, let's see, let's check the list. February 8th. It's a month away. Thursday night, February 8th at the West End Cultural Center, Mr. Tim O'Brien. And maybe I'll be obnoxious and call out for this one, because he does an awfully good version of this here song titled Muswell Hillbilly.
Well, I said goodbye to Rosie Rook this morning. I'm gonna miss her bloodshot alcoholic eyes. She wore her Sunday hat so she'd impress me. I'm gonna carry her memory till the day I die. They'll move me up to Muswell Hill tomorrow. Photographs and souvenirs are all I've got. They're gonna try and make me change my way of living, but they'll never make me something that I'm not. 'Cause I'm a Muswell hillbilly boy, but my heart lies in Virginia. Never seen New Orleans or Oklahoma, Tennessee, still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen. Us in identical little boxes. No character, just uniformity. They're trying to build a computerized community, but they'll never make a zombie out of me. 'Cause I'm a Muswell hillbilly boy, lies in old West Virginia. Never seen New Orleans, Oklahoma, or Tennessee. Still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen. They'll try to make me study elocution. I guess they think my accent isn't right. They can clear the slums as part of their solution, but they're never gonna kill my Cockney pride. 'Cause I'm a Muswell hillbilly boy, but my heart, it lies in old West Virginia. Never seen New Orleans, Oklahoma, or Tennessee. Still I dream of those Black Hills that I ain't never seen.
Winnipeg. This is Tim O'Brien, and we're putting the tree back into country on CKUW's Twang Trust. That's 95.9 FM. Put it on that station and weld it there.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Generating steam heat, pulsating knew the backbeat, the blitzkrieg bop. Hey ho, let's go now. Shoot 'em in the back now. Shoot 'em in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go. They're falling in a straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind. The blitzkrieg bop. They're piling in the back seats. They're generating steam. Pulsating to the back beat. The blitzkrieg bop. So hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go now. Hey ho, let's go now. Hey ho, let's go.
There it is from Album of the Year, Columbus and the Colossal Mistake. That was Mr. Bob Delevante in a cover of DeBretta's Blitzkrieg Bop. My vote for best cover song of all time. Yes, not just of last year, but of all time. Yes, even the Gord's Gin and Juice. I'll put it above the Gord's Gin and Juice, because as great as that is, and it is great, it, you know, at the end of the day, it's still a novelty song. It's still a rap song done bluegrass style. As fun as it is, it's a bit of a novelty. That one, you would think it's a novelty, but it's not. It's just, he sings these stupid, stupid lyrics, and you believe every word of it. It's like the most sincere thing in the world. It's just, I can't even explain it. It's so great. Bob Delevante. You'll never find it in the store here. You have to go to the web and order it. Villagemusic.com has it. Go there. Buy it now. I'll wait for you. Well, you got a slow connection there. Let's just carry on. We'll you can catch up later. Okay, what did we hear there before Bob Delevante? We heard Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson singing Yesterday. Yeah. And at the top of the set, somebody who's coming to town soon, Mr. Tim O'Brien. He'll be at the West End Cultural Center on February 8th, isn't it? Yes, February 8th. And we heard him doing an old Kinks song, Muswell Hillbilly. Yes, indeed. That's from the Kinks tribute album called This Is Where I Belong. And this is where you belong here tonight, a Wednesday evening. It's the Twang Trust here on CKW 95.9 FM. And if you were wondering what it would sound like if you crossed the Judds with the Electric Prunes, you're in luck tonight. You're in luck tonight, boy. These guys, I didn't think we'd ever hear from these guys again. And what do you know? They have a brand new album out. It came out this week, for Pete's sake. That's how new it is. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I saw this was coming out. These guys actually played the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Oh, gosh. I don't know how long ago it was. It was ages ago. Back in the 90s sometime. Like early 90s, probably. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it wasn't recent. And you hadn't heard anything from them out for years and years and years. And I figured, you know, I don't know. I figured they snack-fooded themselves into oblivion or something. But this is the world's only father-son rockabilly combo. At least they used to be. They used to be pretty much a straight-up rockabilly band. Nowadays, I came up with it all by myself. I think it sounds like the Judds crossed with the Electric Prunes. That's what it sounds like. Let's see if you agree with me. This is brand new music from the Spanic Boys. Their new record is called Sunshine. This song here is called Secret.
Give you a secret, promise not to tell. In my heart is blackness, covered by a shell that might break.
Hello, this is Leon Redbone reminding you that you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. It is Winnipeg, isn't it? I think it is, don't you?
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
No big deal, right is right.
care when you say goodbye. Your heart is stone, it's cold as ice, leaving me here to pay the price. And I always feel worse when you're around. And I always feel worse when you're around. All I did was love you.
Sunshine is the name of that new album from the Hispanic Boys. Yes, indeed, brand new music from the Hispanic Boys. Who'da thunk it? Who'da thunk we'd ever find another one? But we did. And we heard three songs from it. We heard right there, Broken Wheel. Before that, All the World. And we started it all off with Secret. Yes. Do you get it? Do you get the Judds Meet the Electric Prunes thing there that I'm hearing? I think you do. Yes, indeed. Ah, be nice to see them back at the Folk Festival, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they tour much anymore, but they sound like they need to. Boy, oh boy. Yes, indeed. Ah, very exciting to find that this past week. Indeed, indeed. You know, when the Hispanic Boys did play the Folk Festival, I chatted them up a little bit, and a little later, later in the festival, I brought a copy of the first Blue Shadows CD to give to Tom Spanik, because I just knew he'd love it. And turns out he did. Yes, indeed. And what the heck? Why don't we play them there? Well, let's play Billy anyways, huh? Yeah, Billy Cowsell. He passed away. It was just about a year ago. Yeah, February 17th, actually, is when he passed away last year. At the tender age of 58. It's, yeah, it's true. We lost him, and what do you know? I just tracked down something that I'd never heard before. Now, I'm not exactly sure. See, Billy, when he moved up to Canada here, the first big band that he had of any renown was Blue Northern. And thanks to Gary, I have a copy of their album. Although, Gary, you still need to look out for the 12-inch single. Got four songs, two of which are not on the album. Plus, and I just found this out, plus, apparently, there were two 45s that both had unreleased B-sides, so you gotta look out for those, too. And that goes for you, too. Yes, if you find any of those Blue Northern releases, pick them up. Pick them up for me. I'll pay you. Honest, I will. I'll pay you good dough. And now, this song, this might be one of the B-sides. I'm not really sure. It's the song that's on one of the B-sides. And now, whether this is the exact recording that's on the B-side or not, I'm not sure. There's a bit of an intro to it, and it doesn't sound like the kind of intro they would leave on a 45, but you never know. But where I found this, I found it on the Cowsills MySpace page. Yes, the Cowsills have a MySpace page. Those Cowsill fans, boy, they're a fanatic bunch. They're trying to get them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They need your signatures on their petition. So you can go to the Cowsills website and sign the petition to get them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hey, Van Halen's going in. The Cowsills might as well be there too. But here's this thing that they put up in honor of Billy and a bit of a tribute to him. They're actually going to be putting up a brand new song, or, you know, not a brand new, but a recently unearthed song on the little MySpace player every week for the next month. So this is song number one. You'll have to check back for song number two. Well, maybe I'll do it for you. Maybe that's what we'll do for the next 4 weeks. We'll check the Cowsills MySpace page to see what they're putting up there. And they started off with a goodie, boy. You know, Billy's last thing was this Sorrowbound album, Hank Williams Reexamined. There's one CD full of Hank Williams covers and then a CD full of songs inspired by the spirit of Hank. It's a bunch of Alberta artists, one of which being Billy. And, you know, he did three Hank Williams songs on here, but he's recorded one before. Yes, indeed. This is Blue Northern live somewhere at some point in time singing the old Hanker half as much. Yeah. Let's listen in now, shall we?
Okay, we're going to do a nice little old-time thing here. And by the way, we're going to dedicate this to guys out there at the Stave Lake, kind of Waika Farm, if you will. Old Gyro Simmons out there and all those guys, listen, this is going out to you there. Hank Williams song goes like this. What? Hard-working guys out there. Thank you.
Just a little bit blue.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Yeah. Time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, let's see what's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Tomorrow night, it's Campfire Night. Friday, The Perpetrators, and Saturday, Rami Mays and Cam Penner. Video Pool Media Arts Center and CKUW is proud to present Art's Birthday 2007. No, not that art. Art, in general, actual art. You know, artistic expression and all like that. In honor of Art's Birthday 2007, Video Pool will celebrate the anniversary of 100 years of radio broadcast with live art, a sound buffet, vintage video game lounge, and radio broadcasts on CKUW 95.9 FM. It starts Friday, January 19th, 8 p.m. till, whoa, way late. It's happening at Club Desire, 411 Main Street. $2 with Art's birthday costume and $10 without a costume. For more information, go to videopool.org. Let's see. Saturday, January 20th, the Tragically Hip will be closing the show for the Sadies at MTS Center. But of course, all good-hearted people will be at the Osborne Freehouse to see Hillbilly Burlesque. Yes, Saturday, January 20th. Hillbilly Burlesque at the Osborne Freehouse, 9:30 start, no cover. Tuesday, January 23rd, Matt Mays is at the West End Cultural Center. And Friday, January 26th, the Western States is having their CD release and bake sale at the West End. And who knows, we might just get them folks live on the Twang Trust that week. Stay tuned for that. Let's see, Tuesday, January 30th, speaking of Rami Mays, she will be at the Park Theater and Movie Cafe on January 30th. It's actually a Manitoba Eco Network fundraiser featuring a screening of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, as well as a live set from Rami. Saturday, February 3rd, the annual Hatcher Briggs Winter Social at Crescentwood Community Center. Thursday, February 8th, Tim O'Brien at the West End Cultural Center, followed on February 17th by Mr. Josh Ritter. And February 23rd, a Friday night, is the CD release night for Key Principles, the brand new album from local faves Nathan. Yes, February 23rd at the West End Cultural Center, Nathan releases their brand new album. Wednesday, February 28th, Martin Joseph coming back to town at the West End. And Monday, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark play the Centennial Concert Hall. And I'll be there. And I'm sure you will, too. That'll do it for the Entertainment Guide tonight. If you'd like your event placed here, drop by, tell us all about it, or give us a call at 786-9782. Okay, that's enough of that.